All right, it's 2 weeks from today, our 14-day countdown now, until you, the American people, are the ultimate jury. 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program, which makes it even more spectacular that Joe Biden, you know, all right, let me backtrack here and go very slowly through this. Joe Biden, half the month of September, has called a lid on campaigning at 9, 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. When you say a lid, that means telling the media you will not hear from us. We will not make any news for the rest of the day. All right, that's almost half the month of September. Here we are, just 14 days away from what is, by every account, a tipping point election. Joe Biden was off Saturday. Joe Biden did one event Sunday, took one question from a CBS reporter, got very hostile about zero experience Hunter, gave a hostile and a smear campaign. He's not going to get to the end of the campaign and not be asked that question.
Mr. Biden, what is your response to the New York Post story about your son, sir?
I know you'd ask it. I have no response. It's another smear campaign. Right up your alley. Those are the questions you always ask.
Yeah, that CBS is always a smear campaign network. That's who they are. And then the tougher question, of course, what kind of milkshake did he get? One vanilla, one chocolate was his answer. Now, they've made a decision. So he's off Saturday. He works one event on Sunday. He's off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to prepare, I guess, and reset his clock probably so that his greatest cognitively aware hour will be 9 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. There is... If you look at running a campaign 101, this is rule 101. You go out and you campaign. You ask people to vote for you. You make news. You are visible. You are out there fighting for every American and their vote. Now, say what you will about Donald Trump. Nobody is going to outwork this man. He's been out on the campaign trail. He's still out on the campaign trail, and he's not getting off the campaign trail. He's now talking about four or five events a day. And if you look at it, the crowds are massive. He did, you know, huge crowds yesterday in Prescott, Arizona, and Tucson, Arizona. He was out all weekend long since he got out of COVID. He's been doing, on average, at least two a day. And you got these massive crowds lining up wherever the president goes, even in the liberal left-wing state of California. Did two stops in Nevada, where he had a massive rally, one of them in Carson City. Two stops in Arizona with two rallies, one, as I said, in Prescott, one is in Tucson. The president is now back with a rally in Pennsylvania today. And his geriatric opponent is missing in action, hiding. Now, the campaign, now, to make this historic and unprecedented decision, they've had to make a calculation here that is the price higher for the Biden campaign to allow him to go out and campaign. What is the greater risk to the campaign? Is it to go out, meet people, ask for votes, be visible, make news? Or is it a better strategy to avoid the possibility of him having more cognitive meltdowns and let him stay in his basement bunker and go over his talking points for the debate that he will be involved in on Thursday night? They've made a decision here. It is breathtaking to me. It would be front page news. Donald Trump in hiding. Donald Trump playing golf. Donald Trump bowling, Donald Trump sleeping, Donald Trump hot cocoa, Donald Trump napping. He's not even showing up on a Zoom call that we know of. He's doing absolutely nothing, which is an unbelievable story not being covered by anybody in the country. Now, Rich Lowry had a really good column about this on National Review. He said, never before have the media been so openly fearful of asking or reporting something that might hurt a presidential candidate and what are supposed to be the animating values of our adversarial press, informing the public, getting answers, holding the powerful to account. have all been subordinated to the protection racket that is any coverage of Joe Biden, particularly well-written Rich Lowry. Even the lowest common denominator of news simply being interested has been tossed aside. Boring, uneventful is the new newsworthy, and hiding in a basement is not even questioned by anybody except for maybe us, which is, you know, in and of itself, it speaks volumes. I mean, here you got a story with more mysteries, more plot lines. Take the New York Post story out of this for just a second here, where Joe Biden, you know, with the emails now corroborated and confirmed by other news outlets that, in fact, he did know more than he said about his son's business dealings. But Ron Johnson's report, he did have business dealings with China, a $100,000 shopping spree for Hunter and his family with Chinese national. He did have a Russian oligarch, the first lady of Moscow, and a wire transfer of $3.5 million. He did have a wire transfer with a Kazakhstan oligarch as well. He did have other dealings as well as Burisma. Mark Meadows saying that there's more information coming out, might include other countries like Romania and elsewhere. But I mean, to think that, you know, you've got emails putting Hunter Biden and his sleazy overseas dealings, where we're talking about, you know, in the case of the Bank of China, $1 billion and $1.5 billion. Is that the reason why Joe Biden had no desire whatsoever to shut down the virus and called the president's travel ban, which likely saved hundreds of thousands of lives? You know, hysterical xenophobia and fear mongering. It's unbelievable. Now, something that always seems to happen, the media likes to deflate people's enthusiasm, but then all of a sudden they get nervous. All right, how wrong do we want to be this year? Not that they really seem to care, because they were wrong for 4 years about their phony Russia-Trump collusion conspiracy theory, or the other hoax, or the Ukrainian hoax, or whatever other propaganda lies. Investors Business Daily, the tip survey, has now come out, and it now shows a 2-point race with Biden and President Trump. And that is, you know, literally at this point, a dead even match. You've got the this group called the Tafaglia Group, which is run by this guy, Robert Cahaly. And he also did a podcast with Rich Lowry as well. They're the people that actually called it right. They predicted in 2016 that, in fact, Trump would win Wisconsin, Michigan and Pennsylvania. I don't think there were many others doing it except for maybe Matt Towery. Right now, the later Tafaglia Group polling predicts another win for President Trump in the upper 270s to low 280s in the Electoral College, which to me, I interpret as way too close. In this podcast that he did with Rich Lowry, he predicts that the president will win Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, Texas. He said things are tighter in Wisconsin and Arizona. And he says the president does have the lead, will probably win Arizona. In Michigan, where John James, by the way, has a slight lead, John James can win this race in Michigan. He's saying that a combination of John James's strength and contempt for Governor Witless Whitmer and her COVID response and her job-killing Green New Deal and the Trump economy will propel people to win. Remember, we're going to get third quarter news on the economy coming in very shortly before the election. And we're expecting, there was one, I think it was the Atlanta Fed, predicting over 30% GDP growth for the third quarter, which would shatter all past records. Real Clear Politics is now showing a dramatic shrinking in all the key battleground states. A lot of this is even lower than where they had President Trump versus Hillary Clinton back in 2016. I'm not saying to take anything for granted here. I'm just saying that my read of all of this based on, let's see, them being wrong with the exit polls in 2004, 2016, all the 2016 polls that were wrong. I'm saying don't let these polls influence you one way or the other. Just assume that your vote will tip the balance in your state, and you better get out and vote if you don't want this most radical agenda implemented in this country. Pennsylvania, we see now that this is becoming a dead heat race. The ads now running in Pennsylvania by the Trump campaign are devastating, calling out Biden and Kamala Harris for outright lying as it relates to wanting to ban fracking. And I think that a lot of this, even the Politico is reporting that the instruments that we have to gauge this race, the polling predictive models are built around, quote, unquote, normal elections. And this is anything but a normal election, said one Democratic operative. I believe that's true. That's why I've been saying to anybody that will listen, nobody knows the outcome. The only thing I can tell you that is true is you will determine the outcome. Now, we have all of these powerful forces, including the Presidential Debate Commission. They've now joined forces to stack the deck against Trump. They only picked Democratic, you know, socialists to be the moderators, apparently, in these last two debates. Now they changed the rules unilaterally before the second debate. We're going to make it a Zoom debate without even consulting either campaign. Now they've decided they're going to have their mute button when each candidate gets their opening 2 minutes on any given topic. And then, of course, we have somebody that loves to apparently pose with pictures with Obama and Biden and has a pretty and was caught on tape, I guess, with Jennifer Palmieri of the Clinton campaign saying, I'm going to hear the questions I'm going to give you. Unbelievable. Another thing that nobody's paying attention to, the economy is beginning to surge and we're on a couple of things are happening. We're on the verge of a vaccine announcement from one of any of these Moderna, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Johnson, you know, all these companies now are really right there. So that's coming. We now have the new therapeutics that the president said that will be mass produced, the same treatment he got, and will be made widely available for free. That's a big point. This breaking, single-family home building for the month of September just came out today, cementing the housing market status as the star of the economic recovery thanks to record low interest rates and a migration to the suburbs and low-density areas as Americans seek more room for home offices and schooling. But anyway, the Commerce Department today reinforced expectations that the economy rebounded sharply in the third quarter after suffering the deepest contraction in the last 73 years in the second quarter. Anyway, single family home building, the largest share of the housing market, jumped a whopping 8.5% to a rate of 1.108 million units last month. That's a lot. And housing reports following data show an acceleration in retail sales and growth estimates for July-September quarter as high as 35.2% at an annualized rate, which would recoup roughly, you know, 70% of the lost output because of the pandemic. I mean, this is massive numbers that you're not hearing about. But now you've got big tech companies. You got the media mob, the 99%. Then you've got the Democratic establishment, the Rhino Republican establishment. Any and all of them have gone all in for all things Democratic Socialist and will even protect Joe Biden if Joe Biden wants to hide for 5 out of 6 days in his basement bunker with just 14 days to go until a presidential election. Something is not right here. No presidential candidate hides in his basement for a week with 14 days to go. It just doesn't happen. There's something wrong with him hiding. I don't know what it is, and I'm not going to venture a theory or hypothesis. It just doesn't happen. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Money is freedom. I say it all the time. Now, all of us have a cell phone. We have cell service. Many of you use the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. If you make the switch to Pure Talk USA, you're going to get the exact same coverage because they use the exact same towers as the big carriers. You keep your phone and you keep your cell phone number, but you're paying about half the cost, and the service is phenomenal. You know, why pay for unlimited data when you don't need it? Why pay for perks that you'll never use when you don't need it? Our friends at Pure Talk USA, they have more plans available than the big carriers. And right now you can get unlimited talk, text, 2 gigs of data, and only pay $20 a month. That's saving a lot of money on your cell phone bill. On average, $400 a year. Take out your cell phone, dial pound 250, say the keyword save now. Pound 250 on your cell, keyword save now. Save money, money's freedom from our friends at Pure Talk USA.